Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
So do you know the title to this song? Well, it's a Christmas song, and we will be talking about it and many, many more during this hour. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, November the 28th. I'm guessing that I've heard a Christmas song a couple of dozen times already on the local Madison commercial radio station that switches formats from the oldies to all Christmas songs all the time, every November. Seems like it was an earlier switch this year than it has been in the past, in the very beginning of November, I think, not the Friday after Thanksgiving, when I remember this happening most often. I have heard some great songs of the season, and I've heard some of those annoying novelty songs. Do you have favorites and least favorites? Any holiday CDs that you play over and over and over again, or new ones that you might get this year, we'll welcome your voice to our chorus at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Stephen Thompson, editor and reviewer for NPR Music, and contributor to the NPR Song of the Day series. He's the founder of the AV Club, the entertainment section of the Onion newspaper. He also happens to be a native of Iola, Wisconsin, and a graduate of UW-Madison. And Stephen joins us from the NPR studios in Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Hello, Joy.
How are you? Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
You know, I had a lovely, lovely Thanksgiving. I did not make it back to my beloved home state of Wisconsin, though, so I was sadly absent from your festivities.
Well, you missed out on the 50 degrees on Thanksgiving, and it was.
Oh no! I did not.
did you get that there too? Sure,
I did. Yeah. I did. We get that all the time here now.
Yeah, that's right.
Not to sound too smug.
Little unusual for Wisconsin, though. You know, we talked last Valentine's Day about the best and worst love songs, and it was a popular show, and we thought it would be fun to invite you back for some Christmas music. Are you a fan of Christmas music?
You know, I really am. I find that part of my sort of seasonal tradition is, you know, in addition to sort of the eggnog, Dansk butter cookies, you know, trimming the tree and whatnot, trimming the artificial tree and whatnot, is sort of suddenly pulling out my collection of holiday music and just gorging on it as much as possible.
And, you know, am I imagining things, or is it true that a lot of radio stations are going to this 24/7 Christmas music even earlier than usual?
It does seem unusually early this year. I think that there was a certain pressure, particularly like among retailers, to sort of jump the gun on the Christmas season as much as possible. So it did feel a little unusually early, but at the same time, I feel like I've been complaining and or hearing complaints about the early start to the holiday season, you know, every single year since I was like a little kid. I feel like for 30 years now, there's been this sort of, I can't believe it's so early, you know. So I think we should all just get used to the fact that once the Halloween costumes are put away, the every big box retailer immediately, you know, sweeps out their Halloween costumes and sweeps in their Christmas trees. And that's just the way it is.
I agree. And it's not just the retailers, apparently, though, because I just saw on NPR's website a story on the radio stations going to the Christmas music format, and this is a big ratings catcher. Apparently this is super duper popular.
You know, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think that there's a certain level of, I think holiday music is sort of tied in with nostalgia in a lot of ways. You know, that the way we view the holidays is sort of the way we view our childhood, and so holiday music is sort of a way to capture sort of the sort of warm feelings of hopefully happy memories from our past.
You know, I remember playing Christmas albums over and over, and they were real albums back then.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and we had all sorts of the classics, as I guess I view them now, like, for instance, this one.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
I think that was my dad's favorite song, so we played it over and over and over again. And that one stays with us today as a popular song, yes?
Oh, absolutely. That's lost nothing. I mean, there's a reason I think it's still the best-selling single of all time.
Is it really still? Oh, wow. I didn't even realize that.
It might have been passed up by, like, Whoomp, There It Is or something. but it's certainly for a very, 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 very long time was the best-selling single of all time.
Well, I didn't even realize this, but we have a caller who already is online who loves White Christmas. So let me bring Charlie and Superior on. Hi, Charlie.
Hello. It's interesting that your screener would say that, because while it is true, my main point was supposed to be that I will not listen to these radio stations' Christmas music because they don't play enough of the good stuff like the one you just mentioned, and they have all this crap on, like the grandma got run over by a reindeer or the chipmunk song, and I will just not listen at all, period, if that's what they do. If there had been a radio station that would just play good Christmas songs all the time, I could see myself tuning into that, but not the way they're doing it now.
So do you have any thoughts, Stephen, on why these novelty songs happen to show up on the radio stations too?
You know, I don't entirely disagree with what Charlie's saying. I mean, and I say that as somebody who, as a kid, listened to Christmas with the Chipmunks. As if my mother is listening in Iola, Wisconsin right now, will testify to the fact that I wore out my Christmas with the Chipmunks album as a kid and drove my parents insane. But I really sort of share the general sense that a lot of the sort of more whimsical holiday music is the stuff that gets really annoying after a while. And the stuff that I tend to treasure and pull out and listen to again and again and again tends to be a little bit more reverent and a little bit more melancholy and a little bit more sincere. So I certainly understand. I mean, you can honestly only hear, you know, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or, you know, not that it's a Christmas song, but in Wisconsin, I realized recently that it has been years since I've heard the song The Second Week of Deer Camp, which is another sort of around the same time you start hearing holiday songs, you also hear The Second Week of Deer Camp.
And, yeah, well, in
you know,
fact,
you,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that second day of deer camp, or second week of deer camp, reminded me of this novelty song, which Bill Martin's dug up.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me the beer. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks and a beer.
And a beer.
And a beer. Is that the Youpers?
Who is that, Bill?
Is that
Bob,
Bananas at Large?
Bob and Doug McKenzie, whoever they are.
Of course. That's a Canadian accent, not a Wisconsin accent.
Oh, that's right. That's who they are. Yeah. But anyway, and my apologies to Charlie and to you too, Stephen. But is this the version that you liked? Hold on. Yeah, so
that's the one.
You know, I put up on my Facebook page a newer version. I think when a Chipmunks movie came out, and it was even worse.
Oh, yeah. I just saw a preview last night. I took my kids to see The Muppets, and they had a preview for Alvin and the Chipmunks Chipwrecked, the forthcoming Alvin and the Chipmunks movie in which, like, the Chipettes are singing Lady Gaga, and it just I just sat there with my arms folded, shaking my head in disgust.
Well, you know, we will...
the curmudgeon that I've become.
We will talk about some of the better Christmas music after we take a short pause, and we welcome your nominations, 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking about the best and worst Christmas music, and we're going to get some recommendations from Stephen Thompson, our guest, editor and reviewer for NPR Music, in just a moment for maybe some newer songs that you haven't heard of yet. 1-800-642-1234 if you'd like to join in with a question or a nomination. It's going to be cloudy today with highs in the upper 30s, low 40s in the far northwest. Tonight, partly cloudy with low temperatures in the upper teens in the north to the low 30s near Lake Michigan. And then tomorrow, cloudy in southeastern Wisconsin, but clearing in the northwestern half of the state. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
They told me, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, a newborn king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
That was The Little Drummer Boy and Peace on Earth by Bing Crosby and David Bowie. And we are talking about Christmas songs like those two and many others, and welcoming your questions for our guest and your nominations for the best and the worst of Christmas music. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Our guest is Stephen Thompson, editor and reviewer for NPR Music, contributor to NPR's Song of the Day series. And Stephen, I have to admit, I never heard that duet between Bing Crosby and David Bowie. That actually was a duet that they did.
Yeah, it's from a Bing Crosby TV special in the 70s. It's probably my favorite Christmas song.
It was beautiful. It really was.
Yeah.
The little go ahead. Why was it?
Yeah, well, it opens with this sort of sketch, you know, where you know, David Bowie sort of knocks on Bing Crosby's door, and they have this very sweet exchange in which, you know, David Bowie is just this young punk kid who doesn't really even know who Bing Crosby is, and then they sing together. Oh my God, it just destroys me every time. I just love it.
Beautiful. What about something newer?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
Well, I thought maybe you would tell us one that we might. I mean, I know that Lady Gaga. Nah, I don't have it, but Lady Gaga has a new holiday album, doesn't she?
Well, let's see. I sent you guys some clips. Do you want to play something?
Sure, sure. Let's see. I guess I will do this one. This one intrigued me. Hold on.
Stranded here in Hartford, Christmas Eve. The snow is falling on the plains, out on the runway as a man sings hallelujah. Walking through the terminal, my ear against the phone. I left a message, hon, I'm sorry. Kiss the boys, it's getting hard just getting home. There's a line in Hudson News, through the shirts and souvenirs, and I'm pushing through. Shelf of magazines, like a beacon on the bay, is the smile of Rachel Ray.
I played a little bit more of that to get the title.
I'm so glad you did. Yeah, that's the Smile of Rachel Ray by a singer I just love named David Mead. And it's a brand new song from an album that is not a holiday album. It's called Dudes. So it's definitely not a holiday album. But that particular track just destroys me. And it's all about sort of the smile of cooking show host Rachel Ray on the cover of a magazine and sort of how she represents this unattainable standard of happiness. And it's just a beautiful song, but it's built around being sort of stuck in an airport on Christmas Eve. And I think it's really a worthy successor to some of my sort of most favorite kind of melancholy Christmas songs, like I'll Be Home for Christmas and Blue Christmas and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. And
I don't know if it's going to become a standard because of the Rachel Ray stuff, but I feel like it's worthy of becoming a holiday standard.
Yeah, it did. It gave me that sense of being not home for the holidays. And
right. Which is a very powerful, that's a very powerful sentiment mm-hmm. to capture.
Many calls. So let's see what Judy in Sauk City wants to talk about. Hi, Judy.
Hi. First of all, I mostly listen to public radio, so I don't listen to a lot of the commercial radio anyway. But I will not listen to any station that plays it this early because I get terribly, terribly tired of Christmas music by the time Christmas gets here. It kind of ruins it for me. First of all, I'll tell you, my least favorite Christmas song in the world is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Mm-hmm. I wish they'd take that off everywhere. But I have, besides the traditional ones, my probably two favorite Christmas songs that are not real well known. They're both country, and one is by Dolly, it's Hard Candy Christmas, and the other one is by Alabama, and it's Christmas in Dixie. And those two are probably my favorite besides the traditional ones.
Yeah, do you have a reason why they're favorites?
I don't know. I just like the music. Hard Candy Christmas is, I think, a good thought because, you know, no matter what, it's going to be okay. Things will be okay. Dolly sings a lot about that. And Christmas in Dixie is kind of, you know, I'll be home for Christmas type thing. Kind of melancholy, I guess, because they talk about how wonderful being in Dixie is, but you don't, you know, you get a feeling maybe they won't be there. So that's why, I guess.
Thank you, Judy. And I think DJ Bill Martins has located Hard Candy Christmas. Let's take a listen.
Me. Be just fine, dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, but still I won't let sorrow bring you way down. I'll be fine.
There you go. Well, yeah, there's a country songs too that are that have some holiday favorites, apparently, Stephen.
Well, that Dolly mm-hmm. Parton song in particular, I think, is just a real classic and sort of a nice. There's a message to that song that doesn't always come through in some of the more. You know, I mean, we sort of. If you watch like you know, a Charlie Brown Christmas, it's all about the way that you know, the holiday season has become incredibly, incredibly materialistic, and you know, we all have seen I don't know how many Lexus commercials I've seen already in the first like 2 weeks of the holiday season. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's not all luxury cars under bows. You know, that for a lot of people you're just making do as best you can, but you're still sort of experiencing the joys of the season in different ways. And so I love Hard Candy Christmas. I think it's a classic.
Thanks a lot for the call. Jennifer in Melrose is going to nominate one of my faves. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. My two favorites are Elvis's Blue Christmas, and my second one is Bare Naked Ladies, God Bless You, Merry Gentlemen, and Sarah McLachlan is in that song as well, and everything she sings is beautiful. So,
thank you very much, Jennifer. I think I have that selection, Bill. Do I not? Let me see.
Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to that perfect light.
Well, that's pretty mod. I like that.
I like the fact that there's whimsy to it, but it's not. it's not Elmo and Patsy singing "Grandma Got Run Over by a Rainbow by a Reindeer." You know, that there's a little bit of fun and a little bit of kick, but it's still a sort of, you know, I keep coming back to reverence in holiday songs. I think it's just a time of year where reverence is worth it.
And you mentioned didn't you mention "Blue Christmas" by Elvis too?
Yeah, it's a favorite of mine, and one that is really covered very effectively. It's a very, you know, it's just a beautiful song, and if you're any kind of singer, you should be able to make hay with it.
Let's go to Dan in Drummond. Dan, are you really a fan of "Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer"?
Oh, I'm not a fan of that one.
Oh, you're not? I thought it said here you. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, my best song has to be "White Christmas."
Mm. Yeah, I think that's one of mine too.
And I think too that although probably quite a few would find this to be as bad as "Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer," but another favorite song of mine by the Upers is "The Rusty Chevrolet."
Haven't heard that one. Can you sing a few bars, Dan?
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a rusty Chevrolet, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Okay. All right. Thanks very much. Thanks very much, Dan. I don't know. Should we do this? Bill's telling me. We're going to do it, Bill, because he's got "Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer." Oh, so let's just hear what everybody loves to hate.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
All right, that's enough of that.
I feel like it was just already seared onto my brain. I didn't necessarily need to hear it again.
Sorry about that. That'll be the last time, I promise. And I hope that we have everybody still with us as we're going to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. And then we'll continue talking about the songs of the season, the old and the new, the bad and the blue, and your favorites. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Here's a favorite. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. That's a new twist on the first Noel. How do you like that? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 6:36 on this Monday, November the 28th, and we are talking about some of our favorite and least favorite Christmas songs with Stephen Thompson, who is an editor and reviewer for NPR Music. He is the founder of the AV Club, the entertainment section of the Onion newspaper. He's also a native of Iola, Wisconsin, and a graduate of UW-Madison. And he's here to talk about some of the better Christmas songs of the season at 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We have lots of callers. This is a popular hour, but Stephen, I wanted to ask you first about that version of the first Noel.
Yeah, that's from an album called "The Singing Saw at Christmas" by Julian Coster, who was in a band called Neutral Milk Hotel. And for some, it's this, you know, wow, this ghostly, you know, just beautiful, haunting rendition. For others, it is like fingernails on a chalkboard at Christmas.
Yeah,
you know, your favorite Christmas songs rendered in fingernails on a chalkboard.
And what is it for you?
For me, it's probably somewhere in the middle. I can withstand. I've listened to that album in its entirety, but I can withstand about 5 to 10 minutes of it.
Let's go back to the phones, and Adam in Eau Claire is with us. Hello, Adam.
Good morning, Joy. It's Stephen. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for calling. Do you have a favorite or least favorite?
I have a favorite. It is Porky Pig's rendition of Blue Christmas.
Can you sing a few bars?
Oh, boy.
I'm just kidding.
I won't get into that one. No, it's a version I think everybody should hear at least once. It cracks me up. It's had me in tears.
Oh, I guess Bill has it. Let's take a listen to it. Oh, I thought, I'm sorry. He doesn't have that one. I can't imagine why not.
I think Bill wanted to just sing it for us in the style of Porky Pig.
I don't know if it's Ray Stevens or what, but it's basically Porky Pig singing Blue Christmas, and it's hilarious.
Okay. And so that was actually your favorite?
I'd have to say so, just because that probably gets me smiling more than any Christmas song out there.
Oh, well, there's something to be said for that, Stephen. You know, just make you smile.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Whatever makes you smile at Christmas is great by me.
And I'm looking here at what your worst, your least favorite is, and it's a Paul McCartney song.
Yeah, it's simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. I don't know the title, if that's the title, but it's just so repetitive and sounds very cheesy and cheap. And I don't know, maybe, I'm sure there are people out there who like it, but that is probably my least favorite. That or Feliz Navidad.
All right. Thank you very much. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Adam. And let's take a
Merry
listen.
Christmas,
let's take a, yeah, a listen to Wonderful Christmas Time.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Well, I guess to each their own, because Amanda Magnus, my on-air producer, is like bebopping along to this one.
I'm a little bit with the caller on this one. I think that with Wonderful Christmas and with Feliz Navidad, what they have in common is the hook, the catchy part of the song is on such a short little loop in your brain that you can't break that loop once it gets lodged in your brain. It's like five notes and you're just like na 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 na. Yeah, I'm a little with him on that one.
Yeah, it seems I guess I'm, you know, I'm a little bit out of the loop here because I haven't been purchasing any new holiday music. At least I haven't for a very, very long time. And I have the classics in my. Do new artists just? I mean, do they come out with Christmas songs or holiday music CDs on a regular basis now?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, there and every year I find there are, you know, there's a small handful of ones that are actually pretty good. One year, I think it was like 3 years ago, I took a solo drive back to rural Wisconsin for Thanksgiving. And as an experiment, I listened to nothing but new holiday music and did a piece on it for Morning Edition and called it My Holiday Hell Ride. But it was like 18 hours of nothing but then brand new Christmas music. But I find that you know, there have been some recent additions to sort of the Christmas canon that I think are wonderful. And, you know, one that jumps out for me that, you know, has gotten some attention is a 5-CD box set by a musician named Sufjan Stevens. And it's just called Songs for Christmas. And the track that I listen to again and again and again, even though it's technically more a religious, just a straight up religious song than a Christmas song, it's on his Christmas collection. It's Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. If you have that one, if you have that one on hand.
All right. I think Bill has that on hand.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise.
That's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. That whole collection is really nice, and it's got a nice mixture of very, very reverent and still, you know, some sort of lighter, more whimsical material. And I think that's a lovely collection that I think kind of across generations, a lot of people, you know, would really love if they heard it. It's Sufjan Stevens' Songs for Christmas.
I'll check that out. And earlier we laughed a little bit, but seriously, Lady Gaga did, I think, just now release some kind of Gaga holiday album or something, and she does a White Christmas rendition on there. And didn't Justin Bieber come out with a?
There's a new Bieber holiday CD, and yeah, I mean it's big business. I mean, Mariah Carey did one, I think about 15 years ago. That's just a holiday standard at this point. Her "All I Want for Christmas Is You" is just part of what you hear as the rotation of "Your Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer" and all these things that have become holiday standards, sort of whether we like them or not.
All right, back to the phones we go. And Sherry in Verona. Hello, Sherry.
Oh, hello there. Yes, I've been pawing around in my CDs here trying to find the exact one, but I can't find it. But it's really not Christmas for me unless I'm baking Christmas cookies and listening to my CD, the original one, and the subsequent ones of the Harry Simeon Chorale and the whole CD. I just listen to the whole CD. It just goes on and on. The Little Drummer Boy is the name of, the album.
Yes.
But, that music is just so wonderful. I just love it.
And I'm with, I remember Sherry having, I'm pretty sure it was that version of the Little Drummer Boy playing as we were making Christmas cookies and the like.
Yeah.
There's something, it's that tradition, Stephen, I think, that and that nostalgia that makes those favorites, right?
Yeah, I think that certainly any time you can link music to a smell, to a taste, mm-hmm. when you can tie music into other senses, it's always it always just makes it that much more powerful. I mean, I always think of sort of the smells. Again, I'm an artificial Christmas tree guy, but mm-hmm. the smells associated with like breaking out the old artificial tree and listening to. For me, it's actually an album just simply called Christmas by a band from Duluth called Low. They put out this album Christmas in 1999, and it's pretty much my go-to. I know it's time to that my holiday season sort of kicks off when I've broken out this record. I used to actually occasionally I would try to find extra copies of this album and send it as Christmas cards.
And I'm sorry, what was the name of that one?
It's just called, the album is called Christmas, and the track I recommended there is Just Like Christmas.
Okay, let's take a listen to that.
The beds were small, but we felt so young. It was just like Christmas. It was just like Christmas.
We are talking about Christmas music, and we are welcoming your favorites and your least favorites, and why. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Talking with Stephen Thompson, editor and reviewer for NPR Music and contributor to NPR's Song of the Day series. And we'll talk more with him and take more of your nominations in just a moment. It's going to be a cloudy day today. Highs will range from the upper 30s to the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the teens in the far northwest to around 30 degrees near Lake Michigan. And then tomorrow, it's going to be mostly cloudy in the southeastern half of the state, but clearing in the northwestern half. It's going to be breezy with light rain possible. Highs tomorrow, low 30s to about 40. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blinker bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures.
There's another favorite Christmas song, one of mine. It reminds me of, again, my childhood. And I guess rushing home with my treasures from downtown Appleton or something. We are talking about Christmas songs with Stephen Thompson from NPR, and our next caller is Susan in Rice Lake. Hello, Susan.
Hello. Morning.
Good morning. You have a favorite?
Kind of a favorite. It's probably falls into the chipmunk category, but I like this album called The Froggy Christmas, which is Christmas favorites performed with real digitalized frog and wildlife sounds.
I don't think I've ever heard that one, Susan.
Well, it's hilarious because some of the songs are very reverent, but they're all sung by frogs. And it's just really funny.
Thank you very much, Susan. Have you heard that one, Stephen?
That one I'm not familiar with. I've certainly encountered some field recordings of frog noises, which some people find incredibly relaxing and I find vaguely unnerving.
Here's Margaret on Facebook says her favorite is Josh Groban's "O Holy Night."
O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
Well, that's pretty, too. There's another example of a newer artist, I guess, reviving an old classic. And Brian in Minocqua. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
What's your favorite?
Well, I have a few of them, but I just want to say I used to work in radio years ago. And so I got to hear all kinds of different Christmas music during the holiday season, almost to the point of I couldn't stand anymore. But probably one I will never get tired of is Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid.
Sure.
From 1985. The first, it was on the first album of that that type that came out that year. But that one is probably one of my all-time favorites. That and the song we just listened to, but the Andy Williams version from like 1964 sends shivers down my spine every time I hear it. And then the Mannheim Steamroller Christmas stuff, like the first Mannheim Steamroller Christmas album. Anything off that one really gets to me too. And of course, Bing Crosby's White Christmas.
Oh, all right, Brian. Gosh, yeah, a lot of great ones. And he's not too sick of them, though. Your final thoughts, Stephen, on Christmas music?
Well, I guess just for me, you know, I really just love it. You know, for whatever reason, I'm not necessarily the world's most serious person, but I tend to really react best to holiday music that has a little bit of an air of seriousness to it and a little air of reverence to it. You know, whether you are, you know, whether you're a deeply religious person or not, you know, there's the end of the year is a very, you know, is a time of reflection. It's when, you know, and there's always something melancholy about the end of a year. If it was a great year, the fact that it's over. If it was a bad year, the fact that it was a bad year, the fact that if nothing happened, well, nothing happened. Mm. You know, yeah. There's always something sort of, you know, melancholy and reflective about the end of the year, whether you're really invested in the holiday season or not. And so a lot of the holiday music that I really react to has a little, you know, twinge of that and a little air of reflection to it. And I think a lot of these selections reflect that.
Yeah. And thank you very much for sharing some of your selections with us. And will you be home for the holiday, Stephen?
I will. Well, I'll be in my home for the holidays, but I will not be. Sadly, I will not be in Wisconsin.
Stephen, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Stephen Thompson is an editor and reviewer for NPR Music, contributor to NPR's Song of the Day series. He's a native of Iola and a graduate of UW-Madison. It is Cyber Monday. Have you bought anything online yet today? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's about 7 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Monday, November the 28th. We are going to be talking about money and recall elections in our state capitol report, but first it's time for the Monday morning wake-up call. Issuing today's wake-up call on protecting yourself from cybercrime on Cyber Monday and throughout the holiday shopping season is Sandy Chalmers, administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So Cyber Monday is certainly a big day for internet holiday deals and sales. Is it a big day for cyber thieves, too?
Well, unfortunately, it is. And these cyber criminals follow the money, and they know that there's a lot of money flying around right before the holidays. They can't wait to take advantage of that increased online traffic.
Yeah, so what should we do before we click and buy?
Well, most online shoppers are tuned into the need to have good antivirus, anti-spam software, and a good firewall set up. And that's just a must when you're connected to the Internet, especially when you're connected to the broadband, because you need to be protected at all times. But now, cyber criminals are targeting users of smartphones, and they're sending, for instance, they're sending texts with a link that when the consumer clicks on the link directs them to a spoofed website, something that looks like the website of a well-known retailer, mm-hmm. but it actually is set up for the criminal's use.
And so they then will get your whatever, your credit card information if you click that in there.
Well, sure. Mm-hmm. They either get your information that way, or when you click that link, malicious software is downloaded onto your smartphone or your computer, and that allows the criminals to track your Internet use, download keystrokes from you, which could include your credit card information, bank, online banking information, and all kinds of personal information.
You know, something that I'm seeing a lot more of these days on social networks like Facebook, and friends sending me things saying, hey, click here and get a whatever, a free gift card from Starbucks or something mm-hmm. like that. That's a scam.
And the FBI has warned specifically about those social networking sites and how they're being used increasingly by these cyber criminals. The one you mentioned, I've seen a lot of ads for a free iPad. That's a scam. I've seen ads for free airline tickets. It's also a scam. And, you know, the bottom line is if it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah. Well, aside from cyber crimes, are there other things that we should be doing as we think about doing some shopping on Cyber Monday?
Well, there are some great holiday shopping apps for your smartphones that allow you to check inventories at stores, specific stores, and let you compare costs, including shipping costs, which is important. You know, that really adds up. Just make sure you go to an official app store to download your apps. At holiday time, we see an increase in malicious software that's disguised as holiday ringtones or holiday e-cards. So make sure you're using a legitimate website before you download any apps or e-cards or anything like that. Most people who shop online make use of the cost comparison websites. And also, once you've decided what you're going to buy, do a Google search for the name of the store and a keyword like discount or free shipping and see what comes up. Retailers are being very aggressive with coupons and one-day discounts.
Mm-hmm. And you also advise keep a paper trail.
Well, sure. Print records of your online transactions and any copies of emails that go between you and the seller. And then, of course, when you get your credit card statement, review it very carefully and see if there are any unauthorized charges.
You know, and I'm someone, Sandy, that I if I shop online, I often will go to the stores that I know of or sites that I'm familiar with. Is that wise advice, or am I being too cautious?
No, you're being very wise. Mm-hmm. I just checked my inbox this morning. I probably have a couple dozen emails from retailers. If one of those deals looks good to me, I'm going to go directly to that store's website and not go through a link, you know, in that email, because sometimes those can direct you to a criminal spoofed website.
Well, we will be careful. I want to thank you very much and happy holidays.
Same to you, Joy.
Sandy Chalmers, Administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, issuing this morning's Monday morning wake-up call on preventing cybercrime. and getting ripped off while you buy online on Cyber Monday. Thanks to Amanda Magnus and to Bill Martins for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.